Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama Samach Vav Amabez. We're holding on Samach Vav Amalev, the second line from the bottom, Itmar. Says the Gemara, Itmar HaMechnesa Shum Labayla, if a woman brings Nechzitza in Barzil to the marriage, he Aymeres Kelai Ani Naitalas, who Aymer Damim Ani Naitsein, she's claiming, she wants to, she brings, let's say, a table into the marriage. It's worth $1,000. It's still worth $1,000. She wants the table back now. They're getting divorced. She wants the table. And he says, no, I owe you the value of the table. It's true. I took a chrayis, Saint Parzel. I owe you that exact value, but I want to keep the table. I'm going to give you $1,000 cash. Who gets the table? Says the Gemara, Adinimi. Who gets the table? Rav Yehuda Amar Adinima. Rav Yehuda says that she gets the table. Rami Amar Adinima. He gets the table. Rav Yehuda Amar Adinima. Mishum Shavach Besavi Adidah Havi. Rav Yehuda says that she gets it because it has sentimental value, so it's assumed that she already from the beginning had in mind that it's really going to be going back to her. She was never really relinquishing it legamri to the husband. Rav Ami Amar Adinima. He came with Amar Mar and Mesu Mesu Loi. But Mesu Mesu Loi. Hayo Bachar Yusin Yaichlu. We learned in our Mishnah that if a woman brings Avdi Tzayin Barazon to the marriage and she marries a Kayin, so the Kayin could feed the Avadim Truma, the Avdit Zayin Barzel are considered his. It says that since he's Chayv Bachar Yusan, so they're considered like his, they could feed Ik Truma. So you see they're considered his, Zayin Barzel is considered the husband's. Now Amar of Safra, that's not necessarily true. The Mishnah wasn't saying that they're considered his. Katani, mi katani behin shalai, doesn't say that he feeds them truma because they're his. Hayo v'chay b'achar yuzan katani. It says that since he's chayv and they're achrayis, so that's why he could feed them truma. It could be they're not considered his. Says the Gemara, well, that doesn't really make any sense. Just because he's chayv and achrayis, so that gives them the ability to feed them truma. Avad, it has to be that they're his. If it was just a chrayis, would a chrayis really give him the ability to feed truma? But now we learned in the Mishnah that Yisrael sasachar para mikayin, hareza yachlenu karshine truma. If Yisrael rents a cow from a kayin, so that it's considered the cow of a kayin, mamela the Yisrael could feed a truma. Kayin sasachar para Yisrael, a kayin who rents a cow from Yisrael, afa pishem is a nice love, even though it's true, the kayin has to feed it, lo yachlenu karshine truma. He can't feed a truma because it's considered the Yisrael. So you see, even though there's a chiv achrayis by a seicher, by a renter, lamaisa, it doesn't become his, it's still the original owner's. Says the Gemara, but this for us, is that really a good comparison? It's true that the seicher is chayiv gneiv of aveda, but by insa, b'kasha, b'nivchas lameha, mimechayiv, is he chayiv in everything? Is he chayiv in einsin? If it goes down, if it gets weaker, if it goes down in value, stam, the market value of cows goes down, is he chayiv for that? No, he doesn't have total achrayis. Halidami al seifa. Our case of tzayin barzam is total achrayis. Even einsin, it's like this case of the seifa, that Yisrael shasham para mikayin, if Yisrael evaluates the cow and he rents it from the kayin, and he says he's going to pay back the kayin the value of the cow no matter what, even einsin, so then taka lo yachilene karshine truma, he cannot feed the cow truma, even though it belongs to the kayin, because now the Yisrael has total achrayis. And the reverse of a kayin shasham para miyisrael, yachilene karshine truma. If the Kayin does the same thing, he rents a cow from Yisrael, but he does it with total achrayis, then he could feed the truma. So you see that, yeah, taka, total achrayis creates an ability for the Kayin to feed truma. It's not necessarily right that it's halachically considered his, it just means that he's achray. And achrayis, total achrayis at least, does give the Kayin the ability to feed the Tzayin Barzel truma. Now Yosef, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Bishuli, Pirkei Rav Nachman, V'yasvi V'kamri. Now Rabbi and Rav Yosef, they were at the end of the shir of Rav Nachman, and they were sitting, and they were saying over the following, the Tani Kavasi Rav Yehuda, Tani Kavasi Rav Ami, we have a braisa that supports each shita. Tani Kavasi Rav Ami, we have a braisa that supports Rav Ami, Hadini Mai, that the husband gets to keep the table, it's considered his, because the braisa says, Avdi Tzayin Barzel Yaitzim B'Shem V'Ayin Le'ish, Avalei Le'isha. It says that if a woman brings Avdi Tzayin Barzel into the marriage, so if the husband knocks out the Eved's tooth or eye, so then the Eved goes free. If the woman does, the Eved doesn't go free. So you see that the man, the husband, is considered the owner, not the wife. Tani Kavasid Rav Yehuda. But we also have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda. The braisa says in Machnesa Shum LeBayla that if a woman brings Tzayin Barzel into the marriage, Imratza Abal Limkor Lo Yimkor, he's not allowed to sell it. The husband can't sell it. So you see, it's considered hers, just like he can't sell it. So too, if it's a table, let's say, and she wants the table, he can't say, "Oh, I'm keeping the table. I'm going to give you the cash." He's not allowed to do that. It's considered hers. Now the braisa continues, "Avloi, not only that, Elafilu Hichnes La Shum Mishalai, even if he brings in some sort of thing as a safety, as collateral for her ksuba, Imratza Ba'al Limkar La Yimkar. So now that's Mishubah to the wife, so the husband's not allowed to sell it. Mechru Shneim LaParnasa, if either one of them sold it without permission for Parnasa, so Zayya Maitzim Le'er Shem V'Gamliya V'Amar Ba'al Maitzim Yana L'Kuchai. So even if it's the woman who sold it, the husband has the rights to take it away from the kuchas. The woman had no rights to sell it, because the ma'isa right now is in the husband's rishus. So, but al kapanim, we have a brace that says like each shita. Now, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The ma'isa, Rava says b'shem Rav Nachman that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that the din ima, that she gets to keep the table. Amar le Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rav questioned Rav Nachman, and he said, "V'atani kavasi der Rami, why is it that you passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Don't we also have a brisa that says like Ravami?" So Rav Nachman said back, "That's true." But after Gav, "V'atani kavasi der Rami, mistaber time in Rabbi Yehuda. It's true we have a brisa like Ravami, but I still think in Sfara that Rabbi Yehuda's tzad makes more sense. Mishum shvach beisavia, and because of that sentimental value, so therefore didah havi, it's considered hers." Says the Gemara story. He it's the Aili Legavra, it's still the Milsa. There was a woman who brought into a marriage a nice wool cloak. Viksuvasa, and she brought it in her ksuva, meaning as nichsitz in barzel. So at the end of the marriage, it's going to go to her, and it's totally hers. It's the Hadin Ima. What happened was, is Shachiv, the husband died, and so now the cloak's gonna go to her, but before she ever got a chance to take it, Shaklua Yasmi, Persua Misna, the Yusaimim took it, and they spread it over the mace, and used it as Tachrichen. Now Tachrichen, or Asr Ba'ana, Amar Rava, Kanya Misna, that yeah, Takut, the mace is now Kainet, meaning that the cloak becomes Asr Ba'ana. Amar Leina, no, I braid the Rav Yaisi, braid the Rav, the Rav Kahana, he asked Rav Kahana, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. How do the Yisayimim have the ability to asre? It's not theirs. It's meshubah to the woman. It's meshubah to the wife, to their mother. And if it's meshubah to her, so l'chayre, they shouldn't have the ability to asre. So Amar Lei said back to him, Miloi Maida Rabbi Yehuda de Mechusa Guvayna. Whoa, it's not so fast. It's true. It's meshubah to her. But l'maisa, she didn't yet take it. She didn't yet take it. She still has to go ahead and take it. It's still not yet in her total possession. V'keva de Mechusa Guvayna, b'shusekai. It's actually in her husband's rishus in the meantime, it's in the Yisayimim now, it's in their rishus in the meantime, and therefore, even though it's true, it's meshubit to her, if it's meshubit to her, but it's in their rishus, they do have the ability to aser it. And Rav is l'tameid, Amar Rava, hektish chamitza shichur, mafkiyim b'nei shiba, that's the halacha, that even though something is meshubit to someone else, if it's right now in a different person's rishus, someone borrows some money, and he leaves something as collateral. So it's meshubit to the lender. But right now it's still in the borrower's rishus, and he makes it hektish, or it's chamish avalav as a pesach, or it's an eved, and he frees the eved. It works, and the thing goes free, and even though it's meshubit to someone else, the borrower has the ability to then make it that it's no longer going to be meshubid and it's going to be aser. Now, Amar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said a new halacha that hechnisa le shnei kelim be'alav zuz. Let's say a woman brought into a marriage as sein barzel two coats and they were worth 1,000 zuz. V'shavchu v'amdu ashnei alafim, and then they went up in value and now they're worth 2,000 zuz. So echa neitalta b'ksuvasa. So one of them is worth 1,000 for sure. She could take as part of her ksuba. V'echa neisen es damim v'neitalta. And then the second coat, even though she's not owed the money for that, but she is allowed to force the husband to take money and to give her the coat. And this way she gets both coats. In order to, because of Shachvi Savia, that it has sentimental value to her, and therefore she could force the husband to take money and give her the coat. Now, Ma'akam Ashlan, the question is what's the chiddush over here? Shachvi Savia didahavi, that because of Shachvi Savia, we consider it like hers. Ha'amar Rav Yehuda Chadazimna, Rav Yehuda already told us that. So why is he saying this again in this case of two coats? We already had it by one coat. We already had it by the table. So what's the point? Why is Rav Yehuda saying it again? So that's the Gemara, Ma'u Detema, because you could have thought, if it was just for the other Memra, that Hani Mili Heichad Matya Lamishko B'Ksuvasa, that when does she get the table? That's only if that's the value of her Ksuba. So then she gets it, and that's what she's owed. Avamita Demeo Mishko, but the fact that she could take even the second coat in this case, she's not owed the money for that, and she could just give money for it and take it. She could force the husband to accept the money to take the coat, that Lloyd, that we never heard of until now, Kamash Malon, that's where Rav Yehuda is coming to teach us with the second memra.